All right, so this is a show about college football. This is episode one. We're going to be talking about ACC win totals. I wanted to just talk about college football because I really enjoy it. I listen to a lot. And so I wanted to start my own, just where I can talk about it myself. If you're the one person listening to this, how you doing? Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope you find this somewhat entertaining, somewhat informative. But today we're going to talk about win totals. Now, this is not to try and be some sharp gambler who's trying to beat Vegas and make as much money as possible. Rather, it's just a mechanism to talk about the teams. College football is definitely a sport that's really schedule dependent. With so many teams and so many schedule possibilities, it's really important to like look at the schedules and see which teams you know, have maybe difficult schedules, get a bad draw, a good draw. And now with conferences so big, like the ACC we're talking about today, schedules are even more important because there's more variance in terms of how difficult your schedule is. So let's just get right into it. We'll go alphabetical order in the ACC and see if we can maybe identify a couple win totals based off of schedule, returning production, portal activity, and see maybe some picks that we really like and maybe we can make at the end of the show. First team, Boston College. Their win total is 5. Now, with this exercise, you kind of have to just like read out the schedule or else, you know, it'll require you to just like look at it, which is a little boring. And like reading off 12 teams for every single team in the ACC could get a little repetitive, but I feel like we have to do it. So they go at Florida State, home Duquesne, at Mizzou, home Michigan State, Western Kentucky, at Virginia and Virginia Tech, home Louisville, Syracuse, at SMU, and then home North Carolina and Pitt. So like the win total is 5. It's a pretty low number. They went 7-6 last year, and they return Thomas Castellanos, their quarterback. So 5 seems like a low number, but it's a tough schedule. I mean, at a conference, yeah, they get Duquesne, congrats, and Western Michigan, who's not a pushover. You know, they could definitely upset a team. But they also have to go to Missouri, and they're home for Michigan State. And that Michigan State game, who knows what Michigan State looks like. Early in the tenure of Jonathan Smith and Aiden Childs. But that's still a tough game. And then at Missouri is almost certainly a loss. They also open with at Florida State. So they have a really tough beginning of their schedule. They end with North Carolina and Pitt at home. And I think those are some weaker teams in the ACC. Pitt was really bad last year. I think they're going to be bad again. And North Carolina always seem to underwhelm with great quarterbacks. Now that they don't have a great quarterback, could be even worse. They also have Syracuse and Louisville at home, which even just say they split those, and then they split Virginia and Virginia Tech, win home Western Kentucky and Duquesne, and this team goes over. Jaden McGowan in the, I think his first name's Jaden, but McGowan from Vandy. He was really good at Vandy. They returned their starting running back, and they even got a Kansas State transfer, Trishon Ward. Bill O'Brien coming in. I think he's going to be an advantage. The thing that sucks about Boston College football, not really a hot ticket in town. Even though they're like the only real college football team in that area. I mean, UMass is there. They don't really have that much of an atmosphere, that much of a fan base. But maybe Bill O'Brien can revitalize it. So I'm going to go over. I think 5 is a low number. They won 7 last year. And they're bringing back their quarterback. And I think O'Brien's an upgrade. You know, a nice Irishman in Boston. So I think you go over with Boston College. Certainly tough. They got a, you know, a little bit of a tough out-of-conference schedule. But towards the end of their schedule, they end with 4 out of 5 at home. And they don't have to play Clemson, Miami, or NC State. So even though the non-con is hard, there's some winnable conference games, especially towards the end of that schedule. Moving on, Clemson. Everyone's favorite team to talk about. Everyone loves Dabo. Never a negative thing to say about him. Their win total is still at 9.5, so still think they're going to be good. Vegas does, at least. They got to play Georgia, first game of the season, in Atlanta. That's probably a loss. Other out-of-conference games, they go, they're home against App State, which is always a tough game. I mean, App State feels like they upset a Power 5 team at least once a year. And they're home versus the Citadel and South Carolina. So I think they go 3-1 in the non-con. And then they're home NC State and Stanford. As much as I love NC State this year with Doran and Grayson McCall, I think at Clemson, Clemson probably wins that game. They also win home against Stanford. Then they are at Florida State, which is a tough game. Tough game at Florida State. At Wake, they'll win that. Home, Virginia and Louisville, probably win that. And then at Virginia Tech and Pitt before the Citadel in South Carolina. So if they lose to Georgia, which they probably will, they can only lose one game. And I think you're looking at that Florida State on the road, Virginia Tech on the road as the games that they could lose. There will be a home NC State that could be tough. Home Louisville, that could be tough. But I think they're going to win all their games at home. Georgia's on a neutral. 9.5, it's obviously a high number. But for a team that's returning the coaching staff, returning the starting quarterback, even though he was not very good last year, Cade Klubnik, you certainly would have liked to see a better performance by him. I think with him and Riley, the offense, the continuity, it's going to get better. Obviously, they don't take any transfers. That's been the knock on Dabo. And he said it's because, well, you know, a lot of those guys wouldn't play on our team. They're not good enough to play on our team. And I think in most cases, that's probably true. Like, Clemson does usually churn out a pretty good roster. And I do think it's smart to maybe view your or build your roster through more of a player development continuity standpoint. That doesn't mean you should completely ignore the transfer portal, because it is valuable and helpful, as we see with championship level teams. I don't totally agree with an over-reliance on the portal, but you got to use it a little bit. Regardless, with the continuity and the relatively easy schedule outside of Georgia, they don't play Miami. I guess that's the only difficult team they avoid. Home, South Carolina, I think that's a win. I want to go over. So back-to-back overs to start here. Don't worry, we'll get to some unders. We're going to move on to Duke. Duke with their new coach and quarterback, Manny Diaz, and Malik Murphy, transfer from Texas. They return Jaquez Moore and Jordan Moore. Running back, wide receiver combo. They lost a lot of guys to Notre Dame. They lost their starting quarterback, some other good players on their team. Following, well, they didn't follow Mike Elko. A lot of them went to Notre Dame for whatever reason. The schedule is pretty favorable to open up. They're over under 6. They start home against Elon when at Northwestern. That's probably a loss. Like, Northwestern, not a sexy team. Don't really have a home field environment, a home field advantage. Still, I think on the road, Duke's probably going to lose that game. Home, UConn, and then at Middle Tennessee State. That's a tough road game. I mean, Middle Tennessee State usually has a pretty good offense. I feel like they upset teams, you know, every other year or so. I'd mark it down as a win, but it's not a lock. Then home versus North Carolina. That's going to be tough. At Georgia Tech. Home Florida State, home SMU. That's a tough run. I mean, maybe they get SMU at home. I still think SMU is probably a better team. Then they're at Miami and NC State. Those are losses. Home Virginia Tech is tough. And at Wake, probably one of their easier games on the schedule. Judging by my tone for that schedule, I think you could probably assume I'm going to go under. I think 6 is a pretty big number for a team that's losing its coach and quarterback. Bringing in Malik Murphy, and we have no idea if Malik Murphy is going to be good. Obviously, we know he has a strong arm. He got a lot of hype in the spring game. But we have no idea if he's really going to be able to produce at a high level. And the schedule is kind of hard. They don't get to play Cal or Stanford or Pitt or Virginia. So those might be the 4 worst teams in the ACC. Wake's going to be pretty bad. They don't play Clemson. I still think they have a hard schedule. Again, not playing any of those really bad teams. And even Wake, who's one of the worst teams in the ACC, that game's on the road, and it's the last game of the season. Like, who knows? I don't hate the Manny Diaz hire for Duke. I don't. In the long run, I just think for this year, 6 seems too much. I don't think Duke's going to make a bowl. Moving on to Cal. Definitely not a team you typically associate with the ACC. But Cal did some things last year. I mean, Jaden Ott, really good production out of him. They went 6-7. They made it to a bowl. Justin Wilcox, really good coaching job by him. Jaden Ott definitely, he's returning. Their quarterback is going to be, who's it going to be? Fernando Mendoza, Chandler Rogers, he's a transfer. So obviously not great quarterback play, but that's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to run the ball. They're trying to wear you out. They're over under 6.5. That is a high number for Cal. They won 6 games last year. I think that might be their ceiling. If 7 games are going to be tough to win. They play UC Davis at home to open up. That's a win. At Auburn, home San Diego State. At Florida State, home Miami. They'd be lucky to get one of those wins. They're probably going to beat, I'd assume they beat San Diego State at home. It's not a lock, but we'll give them that win. And then they're at Pitt, home NC State. They split that. I mean, I don't know which game they win, but say they split that, they're up to 3 wins. Home Oregon State, we'll say they win. At Wake, home Syracuse, home Stanford, at SMU. I think your instinct is to go under when you see the 6.5. It's a pretty big number. The ACC's not that bad this year. But the schedule's kind of easy. Home UC Davis, that's a win. Home Oregon State, that's probably a win. They're not going to be good this year. Home Syracuse and Stanford. I mean, they should win those games. 6.5, it seems like a good number. At Pitt, like, I don't think Pitt's going to be good. I think they can get them there. Let me see. This is a tough one. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to go under because just the idea of Cal winning 7 games their first year in the ACC doesn't sit right with me. They're probably going to have one of the worst quarterbacks in the conference, Fernando Mendoza. Threw for 14 touchdowns, 10 interceptions last year. He's not good. Chandler Rogers, I feel like he's been on like 10 teams. He's their backup. I think he's going to get some playing time. Let's see. He was on North Texas last year. Where was he before that? UL Monroe. And then I think he was at Southern Miss before that. So, I mean, Chandler Rogers was pretty good last year. 29 passing touchdowns to 5 interceptions for North Texas. So maybe he gets in there. I think Cal's a 6-6 team. And that's a good year. First year in the ACC. That's good. But regardless, we'll go the under. I don't love it. So far, probably the one I love best is the Duke under. We'll definitely find some more that we really like. Florida State, 9.5. Pretty much went undefeated last year. But they had to go heavy in the portal again. Florida State's definitely a team that uses the portal much more, it seems like, than other teams. DJ Uiagalelei is going to be their quarterback. And, like, DJ's fine. I don't think DJ is a bad quarterback. But he's not going to elevate your team to a super high level. They lost a lot of guys, especially on defense, to the draft. I just think the portal, when you over-rely on it, sometimes you hit, like Florida State did last year, like Louisville did last year. But I don't know if it's a guaranteed success every year. And so I'm a little more down on Florida State this year. They're at Miami and at Notre Dame at some point in the schedule. I think those are losses. So that's 2. They're home Clemson. I think that's a loss too. Basically, they have to go perfect the rest of the way. They play Florida at the end of the year. That's going to be a tough game. I mean, it's probably going to be DJ Lagway. And it's also going to, I mean, if Napier's not fired by them, he's going to be coaching for his job. They got to go at SMU. They start off the year home Georgia Tech, Boston College, Memphis, Cal. Those games are all at home. They're going to be favored in all of them. I think they'd lose one of them. Georgia Tech's going to be pretty good. I don't hate what Boston College is doing. They're home for Memphis. I mean, Memphis is going to be tough. And Cal. And then at SMU, home Clemson. They don't have any games on their schedule except for Charleston Southern at the bottom at the end. And then maybe home for North Carolina or at Duke. But they don't have a lot of games where I'm like, guarantee win. And I think losing at Miami and at Notre Dame probably going to happen. And they basically have to go perfect the rest of the way, which I don't think they're going to do. They're home Clemson as well. I don't love it. I think they're a 9-win team, but the 9.5 just seems too high. I think when you're betting on a lot of transfers to come in, more often than not, you're not going to have the type of season that they did last year. I don't know. I think they're a 9-win team. So we'll go under for Florida State. And I do kind of like it. I really do. I think people may have last year's roster in their head when they look at this number. But it's a completely different roster. I mean, you literally have to throw last year completely out the window. And it's just really tough to rebuild a whole roster in one offseason. They could do it, have a really good year, and still win 9 games. And the under would still hit. So we'll go under there. Next up, Georgia Tech, who by record was the 4th best ACC and conference play team last year. They had a tough schedule, though. They always play Georgia, so that's tough. Going to be a loss. They also have to play Notre Dame at home. Their other two non-con games, home Georgia State and home VMI. They start the season home Florida State. Then they go to Syracuse and Louisville. Those are going to be tough games. They're home Duke, at North Carolina, at Virginia, home Miami, and NC State. So 5 wins is a low number. I feel like you can say this for all of the numbers, but it's a good number. 5 is probably where I'd set the line. Do I think they're going to win 6 games? No. However, I think 6 is more likely than 4. Georgia State and VMI, they're probably going to win those games. Even home Duke. That you put them at 3, they're going to win 3 more games. At Syracuse, Louisville, North Carolina, win one of those games on the road, right? Win one of those games. I think, at worst, this is a push. I don't think Georgia Tech's going to win 4 games this year. They went 7-6 last year. Again, when you're bringing back the quarterback and the coach, I really like it. Hanks King was really good for them last year. I think Georgia Tech's going to have a good year. If the schedule was a bit more favorable, you know, I might sprinkle something on them to win the conference, but and I still might. This Florida State game, they open against Florida State. Where it's in Dublin, so neutral site, I think, for Florida State. I said that game was home, but it's not. It's neutral. They could win that game. It's in Ireland. Who knows what's going to happen there? I like Georgia Tech this year. I think they're going to go bowling. We'll go over for Georgia Tech. Louisville is up next. Louisville, obviously, really good last year. They were 7-1 in the ACC. Lost some games late, you know, the ACC championship game and then their bowl game. They finished 10-4, but they had a really good season. Jeff Rom did a really good job with the portal. A team that didn't even really have a great quarterback. I mean, Jack Plummer, fine. You know, he's not really going to win you many games. Probably not going to lose you many games, but they're not winning because of him. They had a really good roster around him. I think he's coming back. Oh, no, they have Tyler Shook from Texas Tech, who definitely has not been able to stay healthy. Ja'Cory Brooks, Colin Lacey, they got in the portal. Thor Griffin as well at nose tackle. So they did well in the portal. Again, I just don't know. I'm lower on these teams that had a lot of success in the portal last year. I think they're going to maybe be some regression with Florida State and Louisville. They open home Austin Peay and home Jacksonville State. Probably wins. Jacksonville State's not bad. They have to go to Notre Dame and Kentucky also at their non-com. And I think those are 2 losses, right? They also have to go to Clemson. I think that's a loss, right? So there's 3 losses right there. At Kentucky, at Clemson, at Notre Dame. Those are tough games. I think they're going to lose them. They have to go perfect the rest of the schedule to hit this over. And I don't think it's going to happen. Rest of the schedule, home SMU, at Virginia, home Miami, at Boston College, at Stanford, home Pitt. Home Georgia Tech as well in the beginning. I think they're going to lose those 3 road games that I said earlier. And they're probably going to drop another or 2. 8-4, really good season for Louisville. 7-5, not even awful. I think most people could look at their schedule and their wins last year. They probably overperformed, right? They're probably not that good. So we're going to go under this year. They're going to regress a little bit. Miami's up next at 9. I don't think Miami's going to win 10 games. It's an easy schedule, right? They start Florida. I think it might be a neutral site. Oh, no, it's in Gainesville. That's going to be a tough game. I know people hate Billy Napier for whatever reason in Florida. I think Florida should be favored in that game. I actually kind of want to see what the line is. Can we see it? Miami at Florida. I think Florida should be favored. They're favoring Miami by 3. I'll take Florida there. Home Florida, A&M, home Ball State, the next two wins. At South Florida, probably a win, right? But South Florida's not bad. Home Virginia Tech, at Cal, at Louisville, home Florida State, home Duke, at Georgia Tech, home Wake, at Syracuse. This is an easy schedule, and I think that's why they went so hard on the portal, because they identified this as a season that they could be really competitive and make the playoff potentially. Cam Ward at quarterback. Really like him. I mean, Cam Ward's one of my favorite players. I was really high on him coming out of Incarnate World. And now everyone loves him, but that was first for the record. They got Martinez in the transfer portal. Tyler Barron, I just realized, committed there. Wow, that's crazy. They have a good roster. Originally, I said under. I think this team wins 9 games, right? They don't play Clemson. They play Florida State, but at home. They don't play NC State. They play Virginia Tech, but at home. This is an over. Even if they lose the first game against Florida, yeah, this is an over. I originally said under. I mean, it's just Miami and Cristobal. I feel like they always, Miami as a whole, I mean, the past 10 or so years, maybe 20, they've underperformed expectations. They haven't really been able to get over the hump. But maybe this is their year. Maybe this is their year. They're 3-5 in the ACC last year. That is bad. Next up, NC State, 8.5. Before I looked at their schedule, I'm like, over. I love NC State. Dave Doran is one of the most underrated coaches in the country. And they got Grayson McCall. I mean, they were 9-4 last year. Brennan Armstrong is their quarterback. He was awful. He was not good. He is a very bad quarterback. One good year at Virginia, but that's it. Now they got Grayson McCall in at quarterback. They got Jordan Waters, the Duke running back transfer. I really like this team. Finally, they got, not finally, they had a good quarterback with Devin Leary. But if you're able to win 9 games with Brennan Armstrong as your starting quarterback, imagine what you can do with Grayson McCall. Now, the schedule, the first 4, there are probably 2 losses in the first 4. Home Western Carolina, home Tennessee, home Louisiana Tech, at Clemson, home Northern Illinois. So that's their non-conference, and they also have to go to Clemson. So 2 losses. Now, they can only lose 1 game the rest of the schedule, but I think that's what they're going to do. Home Wake, win. Home Syracuse, win. At Cal, I think that's a win. I think they're significantly better than Cal. Then they're home Stanford, home Duke. Those are win. At Georgia Tech, at North Carolina. They go 1-1 in those 2 games, and they win 9 games. You're just not going to catch me betting against Dave Doran. I love NC State. They're a fun team to root for. Just bet the over on NC State. It feels like free money. Contrary to NC State, North Carolina, just what they've done the past 2 years with Sam Howell and Drake May, 2 really good college quarterbacks. We'll see how May is in the NFL. They're good college quarterbacks. And yet they haven't really, I don't think they've been close to competing for the ACC title. 4-4 in the ACC last year. Their defense always sucked. And now they have Max Johnson and is it Jacoby Criswell as their quarterbacks? It's probably going to be Max Johnson. Do you mean to tell me you significantly decrease your talent at the quarterback position? They also have Connor Harrell. Omarion Hampton's there at running back. But they significantly decrease the quarterback play. The number is 7.5, and the reason is the schedule. Their non-con is easy. At Minnesota, might be a little tough. Maybe they lose it. Home Charlotte, home NC Central, home James Madison. Then they're at Duke, fine. Home Pitt, home Georgia Tech, at Virginia. I mean, those are easy games. They're at Florida State, home Wake, at BC, home NC State. So I think they're going to lose at Florida State. I think they'll probably split Georgia Tech and NC State. 7.5, they're probably going to go 8-4. Just the schedule so easy. I don't believe in this team. I don't think they're going to be good. However, just a product of their schedule, there's a reason this number is 7.5. It's a depressing over for me. I really think like this could be Mac Brown's last year. I think there's a world where this goes really... Fuck it, I'm going under. I don't believe in this team. I really don't. You win 8 games with Drake May. I don't think you're going to do it with Max Johnson. I'm going under. I don't care how easy the schedule is. I think they're 7-5 team at the maximum. Pittsburgh is next. Their over-under's 5.5. I don't like Pittsburgh. I don't like watching them play. Here's a schedule. Home Kent State, at Cincinnati, home West Virginia, home Youngstown State. Probably lose one of those games. At Cincy, home West Virginia. We'll say they go 1-1. They might lose them both. I don't know. At UNC, home Cal and Syracuse. At SMU, home Virginia and Clemson. At Louisville and BC. 5.5 is the number. I think they're winning 5 games. I mean, it's not an easy schedule. Youngstown State, Kent State, I mean, those are wins. So they really only have to win 3 other games to hit the over. But I don't know where their ACC wins come. I mean, home Cal, home Syracuse, winnable games, home Virginia. I think they win 2 of them, Cal, Syracuse, Virginia. I don't see them winning any of these road games. Louisville, SMU, North Carolina, even though I just, you know, shit on them. It's at North Carolina. And Boston College. So I'm going to go under for Pitt. And Narduzzi's on the hot seat after this season. Who knows? Maybe it's like they go 3-9 again and he's fired. But I don't feel good about Pittsburgh this year. Syracuse, the number 7. Fran Brown coming in. He actually did some pretty good things in the portal. Kyle McCord, fine. I mean, not really going to inspire confidence out of me. But they got a lot of players from Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, even LSU. So they were aggressive in the portal, and I think Fran Brown is going to have success there. But do I think Syracuse is going to win 8 games this year? I don't. The non-con is pretty easy. It's home Ohio, home Holy Cross, at UNLV, home UConn. They play Stanford and Cal. Even if they... I think this team's ceiling is 7. If the number was 6.5, I would have gone over. But I'm going to go under. I don't see Syracuse winning 8 games in year 1. The schedule, again, favorable. They don't have to play Florida State or Clemson. They do have to play Miami, Virginia Tech, and NC State, who I think is like kind of like solidly in that second tier. Even like Boston College and Cal, those are winnable games, but they're on the road. So I'm going to go under for Syracuse, but I believe in Fran Brown. Virginia, their number is 4.5. I like Virginia. I like Tony Elliott. I like Anthony Calandria. I guess it's going to be him or Tony Musket again. I wish they would have brought someone in. Gavin Frakes, they did. I don't know who that is. I think they're an entertaining watch. Their number's 4.5. Home Richmond, home Maryland, at Coastal, and at Notre Dame is their non-con. They got to play at Clemson, at Virginia Tech. They don't play Stanford or Cal. They play SMU, but at home. I really think this is an under. I think they're a 4-win team, which is improvement from last year. They won 3 games last year. But even that Coastal Carolina game on the road, like, that's tough. We're going to go under for Virginia. But I kind of believe, you know, it's a kind of believe under with them and Syracuse. Virginia Tech, the number is 8. I'm going over. I really like Kyron Jones. I like what they're building. Their non-con is manageable. It's at Vandy, home Marshall, at Old Dominion, home Rutgers. Those are, I mean, Vandy, Old Dominion on the road, and then Rutgers and Marshall at home. those are none of them are cakewalks, right? It's not like they're playing Youngstown State, but I definitely think they're going to win all those games. And then they have at Miami and at Stanford. I think they'll win one of those. Home Boston College and Georgia Tech. At Syracuse, home Clemson, at Duke, home Virginia. So I think, you know, if they go 9-3, home Clemson, probably a loss. At Miami, probably a loss. And I don't think they're going to lose any of their remaining games, but they'll probably maybe fall home Georgia Tech, at Syracuse, at Stanford, one of those. But I think it's a 9-win team. I think at worst case, it's 8 and you push. But Virginia Tech over 8 is definitely probably my favorite bet here. Again, coach quarterback returning. I think there's no chance that this team wins 7 games. I even think I would place a bet for them to make it to the ACC championship game. Maybe not win it. I don't even know if those bets are available to make it to the championship game. This is also just like a fun team to root for. I want to root for Virginia Tech. I want them to be good. And our Sandman, you know, Kyron Drones, really fun player. Who else is on that team, like skill position wise? Ollie Jennings is good. So I think they're going to be really good. And I hope they play for the ACC title. We're going over for them. Quickly, Wake, 4.5 under. Wake stinks. Actually, I wrote down over. Why did I do that? Home NC State, Virginia, Ole Miss, Louisville, Louisiana to start the year. I mean, they could win 3 of those games, NC State, Virginia, and Louisiana. At NC State, home Clemson, at UConn, not easy. At Stanford, home Cal, at UNC, at Miami, home Duke. 4.5 is such a low number for Dave Clawson not to hit. But they do nothing in the portal. They have absolutely no money. Their starting quarterback is Hank Bachmeier. I can't do it. I'm betting the under. I know the schedule is easy and it's Dave Clawson. I'm sorry, Dave. Get the hell out of there. Go to a team that has some money and that could actually put a roster around you. Two more quickly. Stanford. Their number is 3.5. I'll just go over. They play Cal Poly, which is a win. They're home TCU. That could be a win. At Cuse and Clemson. Home Virginia Tech. At Notre Dame. Home SMU and Wake Forest. At NC State. Home Louisville. At Cal and San Jose State. I think they're probably going to win at San Jose State and home Cal Poly. You're telling me they just need to win 2 more games? I think they could do it. TCU is not going to be great. They can win at home against Wake. Maybe even Louisville. I'll go over. I like Troy Taylor. Is it Ashton Daniels? Is that who their quarterback is this year? I think it is. I mean, that's another team that doesn't really do a ton in the portal just because of their academic standards. Yeah, they have Eric Ayomaner. He went off last year against Colorado. And Troy Taylor, I think, is a Sac State guy. He's a really good coach. And I obviously, Stanford's a tough game tough spot to win at. But I believe in Troy Taylor winning 4 games this season. SMU, lastly, their number's at 8. SMU and Cal, they have pretty high win total numbers coming into the conference. I haven't looked at the schedule because I forgot they were in the ACC. They're at Nevada, home Houston Christian, home BYU, home TCU. That's an interesting non-con. I think they win them all. I'm really high on SMU this year. They were 8-0 in the American last year, 11-3 overall. Then they go home Florida State, at Louisville, at Stanford. They probably lose 2 of those games. Might lose all 3. But then they're at Duke, home Pitt, home Boston College, at Virginia, home Cal. SMU, I'm going to go over. I think it's way more probable that they win 9 than they win 7. Again, probably going to win 8, which is their number. Preston Stone, he just slings it around. He's definitely a fun quarterback to watch and to root for. SMU's a team that has money. You know, they're going to spend, unlike some of the other teams in this conference. So I think there's a really good chance that SMU kind of has a quick road to success. Just because the state that they're in. You know, a lot of good players around there. And the money that they have, the oil money, maybe that's it, or the mega church Christian money. But that's going to be it for the episode. I think real quick, the favorites, Virginia Tech over, Duke under, Georgia Tech over, and Louisville under. I think those are probably my four favorites. If you enjoyed the show, thanks. I'll probably do another one of these. I just like rambling about college football. I don't care if zero people listen to it. I'm probably going to keep doing it because it makes me happy. And this is kind of good for me selfishly to figure out what kind of win totals that I want to bet. I always like doing maybe like 5 to 6 each year. And usually it's something that you could get a pretty decent return on because, I don't know, I feel like college football win totals, you can kind of look at the schedule, roster, and have a little bit of an edge on. So thank you guys for listening, all zero people of you. We're going to probably upload this, and hopefully the next one you hear is, let's do, I don't know, Big 10, Big 12, one or the other. But thank you.